It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We've had another mild winter. It's, I think, been five in a row here in Boulder, and the winter temperatures have been averaging about 2 degrees above average. And the leaf out last year began in late March, and this year it began in early April. So we were wondering, with this early leaf out, if we're going to get early arrival of neotropical migrants here in Shadow Canyon. So we're going to hike up the canyon this morning and just see who's here and who's singing. That's a song sparrow. They've been here all winter, and they started singing actually in February. And the meadowlarks you hear also started singing in February. They were a little late this year because of all the snow we had in March. It's right about 10 feet away. There it is. There it goes.
That's great. Oh, what a view of it. You can even see the blue on it.
Look at that eye ring.
Oh, that's a perfect one.
That mewing call we're hearing is a towhee. They've been here all winter. And they started singing also in the late winter. But up on the hillside, there's sort of a bubbling song, and that's a house wren who's come up from the south. And they're supposed to arrive sometime in April. And they're here.
Some people have been seeing hummingbirds, but they're late coming back this year. There are enough things that they'd feed on, you'd think they might be starting to come back.
That's why it's still almost winter up here, isn't it? I mean, these hawthorns and sumacs haven't leafed out yet.
This yellow potentilla, or cinquefoil, is blooming right at our feet, and there's a lot of an introduced wild mustard blooming, which isn't so good, and we saw big patches of golden banner on the way up, so spring is coming.
Well, we're hearing a lot of singing this morning, but all the birds that are singing are the winter resident birds and the short-distant migrants that have just come up a few hundred miles. The warblers and orioles haven't arrived yet here in Shadow Canyon. Bird migration is complicated. We think, well, it's getting warmer, so the birds should be here sooner, but bird migration is mostly triggered by day length. So the birds are probably starting at about the same time, and they're moving northward at various speeds in response to how much food they can find. So they'll be here soon, and it will be officially spring here in a couple of days.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.